SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump predicts Japan's new prime minister will join the ranks of the country's great leaders. Mr. Trump met with Sanae Takeuchi in Tokyo today. Later, he addressed troops aboard the aircraft carrier USS George Washington.
A very special hello to the greatest sailors anywhere on the seas, the incredible men and women of the United States Navy. Very special people. Thank you very much. It's a great honor. Great honor to be here.
And the president took a moment to talk trade.
Toyota is going to be putting auto plants all over the United States to the tune of over $10 billion. So that's Toyota. So go out and buy a Toyota.
The president and the prime minister signed a couple of cooperation agreements, one dealing with crucial rare earth materials, that market currently dominated by China. Jamaica's prime minister says his country desperately needs prayer as a monster hurricane moves ever closer to a devastating landfall.
Waves are pounding the shore, winds whipping the trees, and rain falling as Hurricane Melissa bears down on the island, says National Hurricane Center specialist Larry Kelly.
You know, the category is not what matters here. It's the impacts, the catastrophic, winds, the life-threatening flash flooding, landslides. I anticipate over Jamaica.
Residents like Market Ward raiding stores to prepare for the worst.
I was hoping to get some bread, but the shelves are empty.
Melissa, the strongest hurricane to hit Jamaica in recent history, already causing fatalities in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. I'm Julie Walker.
Last night's 6-5 victory over Toronto gives Los Angeles 2-1 lead in the World Series. Game 4 tonight in L.A. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 136. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on religion and culture.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that a lot of people feel that their spiritual beliefs are in conflict with the way life is lived in the United States. According to Pew, 58% of Americans say their religious views are at odds with mainstream culture. And that number is a big jump from just last year when only 48% felt this way. In the year 2000, it was 42%. Meanwhile, most people also believe that religion is gaining influence in the country. Michael Harrington reporting.
Transgenderism could be a big factor in deciding Virginia's looming gubernatorial election and legislative control in Richmond. Republican Winsome Earl Sears wants to keep transgenderism out of the public schools, while Democrat Abigail Spanberger has largely avoided the subject. The winner of the governor's race will likely have a lot to say about regulations covering trans youth in the schools of Virginia. This is SRN News. Most unfortunate incident, it has happened again.
A fan was taken to a hospital after falling from the upper concourse at PPG Paints Arena in Pittsburgh. The incident happened early in the first period of Monday night's game between the Penguins and Blues. Emergency personnel treated the fan before taking him to Mercy Hospital. Police told the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette that the man was in critical condition. The fall is the third such incident at a Pittsburgh sporting event this year. On Saturday, a worker at the Steelers Stadium suffered injuries to his legs when he fell approximately 50 feet. I'm Gethin Coolball.
And now there are five President Trump will choose from among five candidates to replace Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell next year. And for President Trump, the change cannot come soon enough. He's made it quite clear he is no fan of Jerome Powell. More details, SRNNews.com.